We will now talk about some aspects that are important in terms of your revision for the exams. One of the first things that you could do is to draw up a timetable. You need to count all the pages in your study guide and textbook and divide them into the days left before you write your paper. See how much you will need to study each day in order to be ready for the examinations. It's also important for you to plan to do this ahead of time so that there's not a need for you to cram all your studies the night before the exam.
Another important aspect linked to revision is problem solving. If we look at subjects such as mathematics, physics, chemistry and computer science, they involved a lot of problem-solving exercise. In order to prepare, you need to solve at least one of each of the types of problems found in every section, especially the ones you find difficult.
You could also consider doing mock exams. For example, there might be previous exam papers available for the paper that you need to write. You could also use your assignment questions and your study outcomes in your study guide to prepare some sample questions. Set time limits when practicing to answer questions. Also make sure that you know which format of questions you need to deal with. For example, would the exam paper be multiple choice questions, essay type questions, or short questions, or a combination of all of these?
It is important that you also check the following. Make sure that you have all your tutorial letters and check through them for guidance. Check tutorial letter 101 again to make sure you are aware about the exam format.
You could also decide to go through your assignments, and it would be important for you to revise your notes. Revise your assignment answers and pay special attention to comments from lecturers. Use keywords to make a concept list which covers all the major concepts you have to know for the examinations, or in the case of numerical subjects, the different types of formulas that you have covered. Integrate all the information so that you get an overall view of the work. Use note-making methods such as mind mapping, text mapping, and the question and answer system in order to make sure that you know what you need to know before the exam. The question and answer system is particularly useful when you have turned learning outcomes or study objectives into questions. All that you need to do now before the exams is to go and revise those questions and your answers to them.